آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ تارکین وطن میں پولیس فورس میں شمولیت کا رجحان نسبتاً کم دیکھا گیا ہے، تاہم اب اس میں بتدریج تبدیلی آ رہی ہے، جس کی ایک نمایاں مثال کانسٹیبل ولی احدی ہیں۔ کانسٹیبل ولی احدی آبرن پولیس ایریا کمانڈ نیو ساؤتھ ویل سڈنی سے وابستہ ہیں اور اردو سمیت 5 زبانیں بولتے ہیں۔ ان کا تجربہ مختلف ثقافتوں کے ساتھ خدمات انجام دینے کی عکاسی کرتا ہے۔ اسی سلسلے میں ہم نے آبرن پولیس ایریا کمانڈر سپرنٹینڈنٹ رابرٹ ٹوینٹن، ان سے بھی بات چیت کی ہے، جبکہ ریما الحاج نیو ساؤتھ ویلز پولیس لائزن آفیسر ہیں۔ یہ بات چیت انگریزی زبان میں ہے اور اس کی ویڈیو ایس بی ایس اردو کے انسٹاگرام، فیس بک اور یوٹیوب چینل پر بھی دیکھی جا سکتی ہے۔
You should not think that their background, their culture, their language or even their accent is a barrier. It's actually a bridge.
What was the reaction of the family, friends or immediate family members when they heard that you are joining the police force?
They were shocked. Fitness, for example, sabse zyada zaruri hai.
تو آپ کو اپنی کچھ ڈائٹ وغیرہ پہ کچھ بدلنا پڑی؟ پہلے آپ انڈا پراٹھا اور پوری کباب یہ سب کھاتے تھے، ناؤ یو آر لٹل بٹ مور ڈائٹ کانشس؟
جو بھی جنک فوڈ تھا، فاسٹ فوڈ جو بھی کھاتے تھے، اب وہ سب بند ہے۔
Welcome to the show. We have some special guests in our studios today and we are talking about the job opportunities in the New South Wales Police and why the migrant community are hesitant to go there. Hadi, can you please introduce
yes,
yourself?
Yes, I'm Wali Ahari, a constable with Auburn Police Station, and I've been there, it's going to be 1 year now.
So my name's Superintendent Robert Toynton. I'm the police commander for the Auburn Police Area Command. So I've been a police officer for 26 years this year, served all around New South Wales, but currently the commander of what I think is the best policing command in New South Wales, being the Auburn Police Command.
Mr. Wally, I will start from you.
Yeah.
What inspires you to go to the police force?
Well, actually, I come from a background where I have lived in almost 3-4 countries, and I'm from Afghanistan, so I've seen war, I've seen insecurity, I've seen instability, and that's the main thing. When I first came to Australia, the best thing which I could think about to give back to the community was I wanted to do something in that field, to do something for the community. And honestly, police was at the top of the list, because that's where you have actually some legal powers that you can do to help people and bring changes to people's life. So especially policing in Australia is, I would say, it's wonderful. It's much better than other countries because of the legal system, because of the way that police works, especially in New South Wales, that we have so many mechanisms to deal with the community. There's like so many procedures that we do, for example, and with engagement with the community, helping the community in so many ways, not only when it is criminal. So yeah, that was my motivation to join.
As you mentioned that you have lived in 4-5 countries, do you have any advantage when you go to the police force, able to speak several languages?
Yes, of course. Since now I see that Sydney is a very multicultural city, we have people from almost every country in the world here. So that helps me to engage with people who have been from those countries, and some of them who do not speak English properly, or some of them, they speak English, but they do not understand the the culture, the legal system, how things work here. So it is really helpful for me whenever I engage with them to tell them like how things work.
And Superintendent Robert, what are your responsibilities? What role you play?
So my role at the moment is I'm the commander of a police area. So anything that happens, say, for example, in the Auburn area, I'm responsible for. So I'm very lucky. I've got a team of about 180 officers, so police officers in uniform, but also some administration officers as well. And my role is to make sure that we provide quality community policing services to the people in our area, but also I'm also responsible for reducing crime and also for public safety. So making sure that we've got the resourcing and the strategies in place to keep the community as safe as we can.
What is the biggest misconception among the called communities which makes them nervous to join the police force?
That's a really good question. So Auburn in particular, like a lot of other places in New South Wales, we've got a very multicultural policing area that we look after. So Auburn, for example, has got about 140 different cultural groups within our particular boundaries. And in that particular area, there's 70 different languages that are spoken. So, and a lot of the people that live in, say, the Auburn area and southwest Sydney are immigrants from overseas. And I think there is a lot of misconceptions about what police do in the community, because when they've been in their previous countries, the police have got very different attitudes, very different ways they interact with the community. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of interactions they have which are not positive. So that, I think, is a bit of a preconceived interpretation of what police do in Australia. And I can tell you now that we do not act and operate like that. Our focus is to be supportive of our communities, whatever they are and whoever they are, and also to be a part of those communities. So I think what I would say to the called community is engage with your local police, because we're here to protect you, we're here to look after you. And if you've got questions, we've got a number of officers like Wally, who's come into the New South Wales Police from a multicultural background. So he's there to support those people.
People may or may not know that within the New South Wales Police Force, we have a program called the Multicultural Community Liaison Officer Program, and we'll abbreviate that and just call it the MECLO program. So they are civilian officers, so they're not sworn police like Wally, they're not in uniform, but they work within the police and the local police command that they're located in. And their responsibility is to be the engagement or the link between police and community and vice versa. So my job is to oversight that program. So we have 33 of those positions across New South Wales, and they're located at 21 different commands across New South Wales, across Sydney and some parts of our regional areas. So from my perspective, I guess our everything we do is about engagement and working with multicultural communities.
And how does diversity improve the community and police relationships?
The fact that we have people from diverse backgrounds, from different multicultural backgrounds, whether it's in the program that I manage or within our sworn space, I believe that it allows people to feel sometimes more comfortable to come forward and speak to police or get some assistance. I think the fact that we have people that speak second languages or look familiar or from a familiar background, it allows a bit more of that connection sometimes with our communities. It builds that trust. And what trust does, it allows the community to come to us in the good times and the bad times. We can work together to try and find solutions to local issues. So I do believe that having a diverse workplace, like we do in our organisation, is definitely an asset.
Wally, I will come back to you about the challenges when you are joining a police force in New South Wales as a called community member. Do you feel there were some challenges to you, and how you overcome them?
Well, of course, everything in life is with challenges. There was, like, of course, though I spoke English, so Aussie accent has its own thing. So learning that, of course, to communicate better with people, that's one thing, with, I would say, a challenge. And, of course, understanding the law and how police works. Like I'm 29 years old now, so I've worked in another field for like 6-7 years. Now switching from that to police, which is a paramilitary organization in Australia, and learning the laws and how to use them. And with all this, that was all a challenge. But what took me was a determination that, yes, I have to keep going. There was, of course, times when I was feeling so low, like, oh, maybe I cannot make it, I cannot do it. But when I look back now, it was all joyful. It was all great experiences for me, which made me learn so many things which I didn't know. And then how we can, like, I merged whatever I knew before with what I know after joining the police. So it is very, I would say, satisfying for me now.
What was the reaction of the family, friends, or the immediate family members when they heard that you are joining the police force?
They were shocked. Because I was in, like, not unlike others, mostly. I was not I never said that I want to be a policeman when I grow up. I was more of a guy who was like a diplomatic, civil type. So when I said I didn't say that to my family. After I got selected and I passed the initial assessments and exams, then after that I said, actually, I'm going to police academy. And everybody was like, how is that? You were not that type. And I was like, no, it's like, I believe I can. Like, I believe, especially in New South Wales Police Force, that's the best place. Because it's not, even in my family, because for them, like subconsciously still, they were like, policing means dealing in war zone, because that's how it was. But I explained to them that, no, it's not a war zone here, thankfully. So it's going to be very nice. So, yeah.
Robert, I will come back to you. Of course, you people are just applying the laws. Politicians are the one who are making the laws, and sometimes the news comes into the media, this police has used the excessive force, or police did not act in there. But these things are, you people are working according to the laws with the rights which are given to you. These type of news in the media about the police, how much they play a role in making the impression about the police? So people can decide whether this is the place they can go or not.
Yeah, look, that definitely happens. There is that media sensationalism about things that happen in the community. I think people need to look at and make their own decisions about what they see and how things play out. The police, we've got several levels of oversight in Australia and New South Wales. So we've got different bodies that actually scrutinise all the decisions we make and how we exercise our powers. In Australia and New South Wales, police have got very, very strong powers to do certain things in the community. But with that power comes a lot of responsibility, but also it comes with a lot of oversight. So we've also got our own oversight that we look at the way our officers interact and deal with incidents in the community, but also too that is then scrutinised heavily by the media, also to the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission, who oversight police activities, and they're an independent body that actually oversight us and what we do, and obviously then you've got the Parliament. So there's a number of different layers that look at everything we do. We're probably the most heavily scrutinised government agency in New South Wales, for very good reason, and I actually welcome that. And welcome that scrutiny, because we're exercising those powers on the people who live in this state, we need to have that for sure. But I think what I would say to our core community members is about joining the police, is that we need a police force which mirrors what's in the community. So we've got such a multicultural and such a diverse group of people that live in New South Wales. Our police force must mirror that. Diversity. So that's one of the reasons why we're initiating a number of different recruitment programs in New South Wales, because we're trying to attract quality people to our organisation who can work in with our community members, and also to mirror that diversity that we've got. So I'm really encouraged by people like Wally, who's making a decision to join the New South Wales Police and work with us, because he's a great addition to our team. So I mean, you can see already he's already having an impact in my command, and working as part of my team.
As we discuss about the importance of the diversity, especially into the New South Wales police force, what support exists for multicultural communities and for the recruitment of the multicultural and cult community members?
So one of the initiatives we've just launched recently is Be a Cop in Your Community. Now, what that is a deliberate recruitment strategy where we're trying to recruit people from local communities to come and join their local police station. So one of the support mechanisms is, you know, when you join the police, you don't know, because it's a state-based organisation, you can be stationed anywhere within New South Wales. But what this program is doing is actually guaranteeing people, when they join the police and they're accepted to go to the police academy, they actually know where they're going to be stationed once they graduate. So, for example, if someone lives in the southwest of Sydney, wants to work in their community, when they join through this program, through our recruitment branch, they'll actually know where they're going to go. So there's a number of stations which are participating in the program currently. So Auburn Police Area Command, Burwood, Liverpool and the Cumberland Police Area Command. So if you join and you're from a called background and you're thinking to yourself, maybe I wouldn't mind joining the police, but I don't want to end up, you know, in a regional location, I'd like to be closer to my own community, you can actually join now through this program and be guaranteed where you're going to be stationed, and you can go to one of those four police areas. So that's one of the things we're doing to support members coming in, but also to when you join the police and you start, you go through the academy and you become an operational officer, you're actually teamed up with an officer, an experienced officer when you first start. So we're very selective and very careful about which officers are field training officers. So when that probationary constable graduates, they're actually with a number of people and they work consistently with that same person for probably the first 3 months. And then that continues on through their probation period. Like Wally, he's just about to finish his probation period in the next couple of weeks, and then he'll be a confirmed constable. So very soon, this young man here will be a field training officer himself, and he'll be looking after brand new recruits coming in. So to some of your viewers out there, if you join the police and you come to Auburn, this might be your field training officer in 12 months.
Thanks for the update. And Rima, I would want to know, we talked about the family support or the impression of the New South Wales police or any police force in Australia. How do the family and culture influence the career of choice here in Australia?
Yeah, I think one thing that we need to, I guess, highlight is that within multicultural communities, there is diversity. So it's not a one-size-fits-all where we talk about a particular culture's approach or a family's approach. There's different nuances, I guess, that each culture has. And I think we're in a place now where there are so many opportunities for young people to consider moving into once they leave high school or they leave their, you know, education. I think for us within the organisation, there are so many different pathways and opportunities that families should become more aware. So we try our best to go into schools to educate young people about not just working with police or how to get help, but also to talk about what we do as an organisation. So you might go in as a sworn officer like Wally here for a few years, but then go and specialise in something new where you can take your skill set, and having sometimes a second language or culture could also be a real asset to those specialised areas. So for families, I think it's really important that they look at the opportunities. It's also an organisation that you'd be very proud to work for, and I think that that's something that should be celebrated in different cultural groups. So I do think that family and culture can influence decisions. I think people that were born and raised in Australia have a different appreciation for police because they grow up in primary schools with police officers visiting them and talking to them about cops are tops and we're here to keep you safe and send that kind of messaging. But then you have people that have come here to Australia to start a new life, whether as young people or as adults, and their experiences in previous places or in other places, which, you know, what Wally refers to or just referred to earlier, can influence their perception about police. So for us in our work, it's about community engagement, it's about communication, it's about using all the different platforms to educate the community about the different work that we do and the different specialist areas that we have within our organisation. And as it has already been discussed, you know, there's so many different opportunities, and I think if we can reflect our community more with our recruitment, we'll just continue to get better and better.
Thanks for this update. And Wally, last but not least, what do you want to say to the people of the similar communities background like yours, one who are coming from Southeast Asia or other part of the Asian countries? What do you want to say to them?
If they like to join the police, I think they should not be afraid. They should not be hesitant. They should not think that their background, their culture, their language, or even their accent is a barrier. It's actually a bridge. It's actually a resource which they can use, and the organization can use that. And it will be very helpful. Like the perception of the community when they see diverse police officers, we can see it, that it's, they're very welcoming into that. They're like, oh, yes, we have people of different cultures. When they look at the names, they're like, yes. So they feel safer. And I think if they want to, yeah, there is a bit challenge, of course, because, of course, it's policing. So if they are up to the challenge, I think that's the best job. And so many career paths are there, as mentioned by Remo. So, yeah, so that's for them.
Okay, just a heads up, that's at the conclusion of the interview, I am coming back to you and test your language skills as well,
sure.
Because you can speak five languages. And Robert, just at the end, can you share with the audiences, if they want to get some more information about this recruitment and about the New South Wales Police, where they have to go, where they can get the information, and is there any information available in language as well?
Yeah, sure. So the best place and where all the resources are is on the internet. Everyone's on the internet now. So you can go to the police page on the internet, and there's links to the recruitment section. So all the information you need to do there and get is on the website there. And there's a number of different languages that the material is available in. But I think probably the big ones, though, for people wanting to join the police, your English needs to be – you need to be fluent in English and be able to write – and read in English, but also to probably the bigger one, you need to be fit. You need to be a fit and able person. You need to be able to run. You need to be physically well, but also to you need to be ready for a really dynamic career, because like we've spoken about, there's over 200 jobs in the New South Wales Police. So you can have one career, but there's 200 different pathways. And some people, fly around in helicopters. Some people become detectives. Other people join the highway patrol. Then you've also got police divers. You've got the mounted units. There's so many different areas, and that doesn't even touch on forensic science. So the police is such a great opportunity. But all you need to do is get on that website and then take the first step, and you won't regret it.
You mentioned several branches and the several fields of the New South Wales Force, where the most requirement are, means we used to listen there's a shortage of the recruiters. Which areas you are particularly concerned about?
Look, at the moment we're on a real recruitment drive at the moment. We're trying to attract more people into our organisation. Probably everyone starts in general duties. So the first 3 years you're expected to spend 3 years doing general duties. And what that means in simple terms is, when someone rings 000 and asks for the police, the officers that come out of the academy and the general duties officers, they're the first ones to respond. So that's where you really get your grounding in policing, and then you can move into all the different areas. So there's opportunities everywhere in the New South Wales Police. So really it's the everyone starts in the same place. Like I marched off the exact same parade ground that Wally marched off. I also started in general duties, and then I specialised and did other roles and sought promotion through the ranks. So it's almost like there's an old book years ago. It's called Choose Your Own Adventure, a book. And in those books, you used to be able to make decisions about where you ended up. And I see policing careers as like that, choose your own adventure, because you get to make your choices about where you want your career to go, and the opportunities are endless.
And Rima, what do you want to say then to our audiences?
As someone who's been around in the organisation for 18 years, it was the best decision I made to join in the field that I joined in. I think, as has been mentioned, as a sworn officer, there are so many different opportunities, and it's also in the unsworn space. So unsworn meaning that we're not police officers, but we still work within the organisation. For anyone who wants further advice or information, jump online. All our details are on there. My details are on there. The recruitment details are on there. Ask questions. Reach out to someone you might know in the organisation. Go to your local police station and ask someone at the front counter, hey, I'm interested in learning more about this or that, and we can point you in the right direction. It's a career where I think most people will say they're really proud every day to go and do the work that they do, because we can make a difference, to your point, Willie, earlier. There's a sense of you have to care about what you do, you have to care about the community, and I think that's what that's a common theme here in all three of our answers, that we're proud of the work that we do with the organisation, and there's so many opportunities.
पर्सनल फैमिली के तरफ से तो थोड़ा ज़्यादा चैलेंज नहीं था, क्योंकि वो बहुत सपोर्टिव थे और मुझे सपोर्ट कर रहे थे थ्रू आउट. जब और मैंने जो पहले बोला इंग्लिश में, मैंने अपने फैमिली को नहीं बताया था इसे सरप्राइज करने के लिए. जब मैं एकेडमी में एनरोल हुआ तो उसके बाद मैं उनको बताया और वो शॉक हुए.
तो किसी ने ये नहीं बोला, अरे क्यों पुलिस में जा रहे हो भैया, इसकी तो बड़ी रेपुटेशन खराब होती है पुलिस की.
नहीं क्योंकि यहाँ पे भी मेरा रिलेटिव्स रह चुके हैं, लाइक 30-40 साल से यहाँ पे सेटल हो चुके हैं. तो उनको पता था लाइक सब सपोर्टिव थे और सब मुझे सपोर्ट कर रहे थे, तो ऐसा कुछ नहीं बोला. लेकिन हाँ, जब ज्वाइन किया तो चैलेंजेस ऑफ कोर्स है, जैसे सर ने बताया, फिटनेस फॉर एग्जांपल सबसे ज़्यादा ज़रूरी है, क्योंकि जब आप ज्वाइन करते हो तो फर्स्ट एकेडमी में और उसके बाद 3 साल तक आपको फिट रहना होगा.
तो आपको अपनी कुछ डाइट वगैरह पे कुछ बदलना पड़ी? पहले आप अंडा पराठा और पूरी कबाब ये सब खाते थे, नाउ यू आर लिटिल बिट मोर डाइट कॉन्शियस?
जो भी जंक फूड था, फास्ट फूड जो भी खाते थे अब वो सब बंद है. या सो वो सारा बंद है अभी ज्यादा में.
ये एक चैलेंज है.
या हाँ, थोड़ा सा चैलेंज क्योंकि वेट को भी देखना पड़ता है और एक्टिव भी होना है, क्योंकि हम नहीं जानते जब काम में होते हैं तो कब किसी के पीछे भागना पड़ेगा या किसी को लाइक ऊपर चढ़ना पड़ेगा, क्योंकि वो भी हमारे जॉब के एक हिस्सा है और हमको करना पड़ेगा जब जरूरत हो.
Special thanks. You are keep repeating the same information in 4 different languages. Not very easy.
आमदी तौर पर पुलिस फोर्स में मल्टी कल्चरल कम्युनिटी की शमूलियत में क्या चैलेंजेस हैं और ये शमूलियत क्यों अहम है, इसी मौजू पर अभी आप सिडनी के ऑबर्न पुलिस एरिया कमांड से वाबिस्ता कांस्टेबल वली अहदी के साथ ऑबर्न पुलिस एरिया कमांडर सुपरिंटेंडेंट रॉबर्ट ट्विंटन और न्यू साउथ वेल्स पुलिस की लाइजन ऑफिसर रीमा अल्हाद से बातचीत सुन रहे थे. मैं हूँ रेहान अलवी और आप हैं SBS उर्दू के साथ. लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए.